As you may recall, President Biden is pledging to increase the number of refugees allowed to resettle annually in the United States. The administration will raise a number that reached historic lows under President Trump. Some of the more rural and conservative states that heavily supported Trump could stand to gain. Idaho, Nebraska, and North Dakota have ranked at the top recently in per capita refugee resettlement. NPR's Kirk Sigler reports that in Idaho, refugees are not just welcome, they are needed.
Idaho's unemployment rate is about 3%. In the capital city, Boise, for-hire signs are posted at grocery stores, restaurants, and Pete Amador's home health care agency. Amador could easily hire 50 more people right now. His latest ad even offers a $1,000 signing bonus. There's a long wait list of elderly clients.
People are calling hourly, asking for help. Amy, my administrator, just walked by. She has just spent the last 3 hours in a home providing help for someone who desperately needed it, but we didn't have a caregiver to offer them.
About 70% of Amador's caregivers are refugees. He says candidly, his business would not be what it is today without them. First of all, locals don't usually apply for these jobs. He can only offer around $11 an hour to start. For refugees, it's usually their first employment in the U.S. They work hard and want to move up.
Without the refugees coming in, it has created a shortage for my company in our ability to provide great care to our clients.
But for Amador, this is not just an economic crisis. It's humanitarian and about empathy. And he hasn't liked the dramatic cuts in refugee resettlement. Now, the demographics here are changing, but Idaho is still 80% white. When Amador first started hiring refugees about a decade ago, there was skepticism. But that slowly evolved toward acceptance.
In home care, we're dealing with elderly people who grew up in a different time with a different understanding. And we need to show a lot of patience and respect for that. It's been somewhat of a challenge, but also an honor to help be part of them transition their way of thinking.
A day job as elderly caregiver with the side of bridging cultural divisions and stereotypes. This is Bahar Sham's world, too.
Sunshine is my stepping.
In 2019, with the help of her sisters, she opened up this Afghan bakery and specialty coffee and saffron tea shop along a busy suburban thoroughfare.
Some people really reacted really bad because it's not easy to open a business, especially women, and they're refugees from like different country. But when we told our story to them, they accepted us.
Their story is incredible. The four sisters and their parents fled Afghanistan and the terror of the Taliban, and through the United Nations eventually were placed in Idaho in 2005. They knew no English, had never even been to school.
Once someone has a passion to do something, language or new country, it doesn't matter. If you want to do something, you will be successful if you work hard on it.
And they did. The sisters ended up graduating and going on to Boise State University. Bahar didn't get any loans to start her Sunshine Spice Cafe. Most of it went on credit cards, which she paid off while working as a cleaner early mornings.
Like a few years ago, I was cleaning the bathroom at the store, but now I'm a business owner.
One sister, Homaira, whose art is hanging for sale on the cafe's walls, chimes in. Their business is doing well, she says, and there are plans to expand and franchise even. Most of their customers are Americans.
Those who say like, yeah, they're like Idaho's are mostly white people and they don't like refugees, but they actually do love refugees. They are the ones that are here. They help, they come, they support us.
There are actually resettlement success stories everywhere here, from the newer Afghan, Iraqi, and Nigerian food shops to a refugee-owned medical supply company and several doctors getting recertified to practice in their new country. Boise routinely ranks in the top 10 for per capita refugee resettlement in American cities. Rates had also been climbing in Idaho's other resettlement town, Twin Falls, until President Trump took office. There's since been an 80% drop in refugee resettlement in Idaho, which is troubling to Tara Wolfson. She runs the nonprofit Idaho Office of Refugees.
Refugees have been coming here since 1972.
She says the state has a long history of welcoming people, initially back then buoyed by churches.
So there's definitely a connection to the values of Christianity in Idaho, of welcoming the stranger.
More recently, Idaho's reputation is one of hard-right conservative politics. Hate calls coming in to resettlement offices like these happened a lot during the Trump era, but Wolfson noticed most of those came from outside the towns where refugees resettled. And today, her phone is also ringing a lot, but now it's mostly desperate employers, like this one that just left her a voicemail.
Definitely a good opportunity for anybody that would stay, and I wanted to chat to see if it's a good fit for you guys.
Wolfson thinks President Biden's promise to lift the current national cap is encouraging, but it will take time to put back all the systems that were dismantled in the past 4 years.
You know, I really believe as a country we do better when we welcome people.
But some refugees told me they're worried about lasting damage from all the racism coming out in the open lately. Luma Jessam and her family resettled in Idaho after fleeing Baghdad in 2008. Last year, she told them they'd have to move if Trump was reelected.
People encouraged more and more to express their hate to refugees. This is a state of guns. Like, it's everyone has guns. We don't have guns.
Jessam works as a graphic designer. She's also a successful artist and now splits her time between Boise and New York. She says things never felt that safe when you left the center of Boise, where the ubiquitous refugees welcome bumper stickers start giving way to pickups where America first and don't tread on me flags are increasingly common.
I don't want, after all what we went through and all the wars, to have my brother or anyone to get like in a very stupid accident, just because hate.
But she says her family actually has no plans to leave now. Jessam says living in conservative America has actually helped her art and helped her understand the country better. She also hopes it will continue to change minds and stereotypes about who refugees really are. Kirk Sigler, NPR News, Boise.